Okay, hello and welcome back to Christianity and Detox. And this is episode 2-ish of Christianity and Detox is a podcast about theology and culture and life. So in this episode, we're going to talk about God and doctors and modern medicine and kind of where everything fits in. So I want to start this podcast first with an appreciation for doctors in modern medicine. We have the polio vaccine, we have open heart surgery, we got antibiotics. These are just a tip of the iceberg of how modern medicine has saved millions of lives over the last century. With that said, modern medicine, although I think it's a gift from God, is not a God in and of itself, although a lot of people might beg to differ. I'm sorry, I had to remove my glasses and my eyes itch. So here's a question I'm here to answer. What does the Bible have to say about doctors and modern medicine, and what is God's role in all of this? Yes, what does the Bible have to say about doctors? Well, surprisingly, not a lot. There are a couple of instances in Scripture where doctors pop up. One is in the book of Chronicles, and I think it's 2 Chronicles, and the other's in the Gospels. In Chronicles, we learn that Asa, who was king of Judah at the time, was diseased in his feet. In the first place he went was to a physician to get that looked at, okay? But the physicians couldn't help him. And we learn that eventually he dies because he seeks help from the physicians, but he doesn't seek help from God. And in the gospel account, we learn of a woman who's plagued with an quote-unquote issue of blood, and it's essentially a reproductive issue. And she spent every penny that she had on numerous doctors, and none of them could cure her. So the places where doctors are mentioned, they all turn out to be epic fails, okay? In the case of Asa, he goes to the doctors, but he eventually dies of this disease that they cannot cure. And in the case of the woman with the issue of blood, the doctors couldn't help her either. She just ends up broke, and fortunately, God himself steps in and saves her. In pre-exilic Israel, there was no place for a physician. Healing was the exclusive preserve of God. If you needed healing, you just went to God. And that was it. In post-exilic Israel, which means after the exile, physicians started to become recognized as an actual option. So, in ancient Israel, before the exile, what people did in the Bible when they got sick was they went to priests. They would show the priest the symptoms, and then the priest would declare what they had and declare them clean or unclean. And in some cases, the priest might give them something for ritual purity, steps that they had to take so they could become clean again. Many times, if a person was unclean, they were told to go outside of the camp so that they would not spread the disease or the infection to other Israelis. Basically, the CDC... was the priest. The priests were the CDC, and they contained infectious diseases. In one instance, we learn of Naaman, okay, a man with leprosy who didn't know where to turn because, he had leprosy, and he's advised to go to the prophet. So prophets also were a place where people went when they were struck with illness or sickness in the Bible. These prophets, they had an airtight relationship with God. Like, they were close. And so they were sought out as a physician alternative because it was believed that the prophet had such a deep, beautiful connection to God that he could administer healing through God by proxy. Hezekiah was helped by a prophet. He had a remedy when Hezekiah was sick on his deathbed. Isaiah the prophet told him, make an ointment from figs, and Hezekiah's servants did what the prophet told him to do, and then he recovered. So how should Christians respond when facing sickness? There are hundreds of verses on healing in the Bible. You got Jeremiah 17:14, which states, O Lord, if you heal me, I'll be truly healed. If you save me, I'll be truly saved. My praises are for you alone. And then you have Exodus 15:26, which says, For I'm the Lord who heals you. Jeremiah 30:17, I will give you back your health and heal your wounds. Verse after verse makes it abundantly clear that despite how many people in the world don white coats and stethoscopes, God is the only true source of healing. He's called the great physician with reason. In the case of ancient Israel, he was the only physician. So the biblical lesson in all this is a philosophical motto of God first, doctors next. So if you are sick, don't forget to pray. And don't forget to seek him for healing. And if even if that means you're praying while driving to the doctor, seek the healer first before you arrive at the hospital. God bless you and thank you for listening to this podcast. Be sure to subscribe if you enjoy these episodes and have a great week.